physically rejected a racist assumption of much white American Christianity, namely that God had created the black man inferior and that he had intended Negroes to be a servant class, pure as wood and vials of water. Well, I dedicated my view of man on the doctrine of Imago Dei. All men, regardless of color, are created in the image of God. Now, from this premise followed the equality of all men and the brotherhood of all men. The biblical injunction of Acts 17:26 reminds us that he created of one blood all nations of men that dwell on the face of the earth. I was most interested in brotherhood within his own race, because if Negroes are created in God's image and Negroes are black, then God must in some sense be black.